This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio Show Monday evening, driven by Auto Nation. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, taking you up until kickoff time of the NFL. First regular season. First regular season game ever in Vegas. The beautiful new stadium getting christened. It was supposed to actually be before the NFL. I think that UNLV was supposed to open it up against Cal, but that was a dream. That was obviously a pipe dream. But college football is being played. Yes, it is. And locally, as we know, the University of Miami kicked things off. But the first team to kind of get it going locally 2 weeks ago, Florida Memorial inaugural season, first time in over 60 years. And head coach Tim Ice Harris, who everybody knows from South Florida, is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Two games in in this season. Obviously, everything that you do is going to be new. Everything that you're going to lay is groundwork for the future. Talk about everything in what had to be probably the toughest time to ever start a program with this pandemic.
First, I'd like to thank you, Larry, and your team for having me on. I do appreciate it. You know, we're learning a lot about each other right now at Florida Memorial University as a football program. We're learning a lot from coaches and players, you know, understanding the process of working at the level of loving to do, you know, in terms of what we're trying to do is fall in love with the process to get where we're trying to be at, you know, at the end of everything. So we working, you know, the way we have to work and trying to make sure that we understand the process. We're learning so much about who we are and where we want to be at the end of the day. And we just are just evaluating, you know, our practice time through training camp went well for us, you know. But when you're trying to do it in a short period through the pandemic and playing against teams that's already established, so you're chasing a lot. You know, yeah. So we feel good about, you know, us chasing and where we at, you know, at this point for 2 weeks. The scoreboard don't really show, you know, who we truly are and how good we can be. And we're just evaluating that through video and analyzing it through that and making sure we're just working toward the next day, you know, in terms of where we need to be.
You bring up a good point because you can't look at the scoreboard in this inaugural season because you've got babies. I mean, you've got kids that are freshmen that have never been involved in this before. You have coaches who have never been at the collegiate level. So this is something that really you talk about an infancy. This is the infancy of this program. But you had mentioned you after every game, you get something out of it. Your first game against Kaiser, you learned a few things. You applied it last week against Ave Maria. When you sit there and break down film with the coaches and the kids, what's your main objective? I mean, because I know that you don't get frustrated because you know what cards are on the table. What do you try to convey to the kids, you know, while you watch film and you break down, you know, things from, like, let's say, the Ave Maria game?
You know, we're just trying to stay positive as possible as you can, you know, in terms of why everybody understanding the process. We try to grab out of the film things that we can have moments that we're showing that we can be, you know, at this level, and we can all coach at this level, we can play at this level. So we try to grab all of those parts and put it on a clip and then be able to watch it as coaches, watch it with the players, and we can see us doing things the right way and watch how successful things become. And at the flip side of that, we do look at things that we don't do right. When we don't follow the alignment rules or the direction of your right fundamentals and doing things that you're taught to do, when those things don't happen, these are the things that happen against that as well. So you're trying to teach both sides of it, but you try to stay positive as possible and keeping everybody, you know, in tune with the big picture in terms of where we're going at and all the steps that we have to take in this process to be able to become, you know, an elite program, you know, in the Mid-South Conference division.
And as I said, you've got a lot of young kids. I mean, kids who, you know, last year at this time, a lot of them were playing high school football. So this is a huge jump because the two teams that you've played so far are senior-oriented teams. You had they're 21, 22-year-old young men on those teams who've had the experience, who've had the maturity, who've had that growth period. Talk about that, because I think that's important. Because you've got kids, first of all, from a physical standpoint, you know, they're playing kind of catch up because they're nowhere near. I mean, if you're 18 years old, you're not what a 22-year-old kid, you know, is going to be like, mainly from a mental standpoint. Talk about that, because I know that the one thing that you've always been huge about is teaching this thing from a not so much a physical game, but from a thinking man's game. Talk about that, because I think that's important.
Yeah, we do have 90% of our student athletes we have now is freshmen. We have 22 starters, 18 almost freshmen. But at the same time of that, we get them to understand that, you know, they just come in and they want to score the touchdown. But they have to understand the process to be able to get that part of it done. So we're getting them to make sure that they got to love the process to get where we're trying to go at, to be able to score the touchdowns or get the interceptions or all the big plays that they come to college to want to achieve. It's a process that they got to love to do to be able to get there. And that's what they're learning, you know, as true freshmen at the college level, that's different from being the leader on their high school team, you know, coming off off a state championship team. You know, they understand the difference of the process at this level is completely different. And they got to love that part of it. And then the touchdowns and all the big plays that we're searching for it to come.
And off of game one to game two, did you see some improvement? Did you? Because I know that you probably pointed out a lot of things after the Kaiser game that you didn't want to repeat this last week.
Yes, it did. It did happen. Truly happened in terms of what we did in week one. You know, we did some things. We showed some signs there. But in week two, we was able to do a better job for us as coaches, too, in terms of making sure that we game plan better, a little different, you know, in terms of the teams. Because these coaches do a great job, you know, in terms of playing the chess game as well. So we've seen the difference from week one to week two. Well, we were able to grab turnovers. We've created turnovers where we didn't do it week one. And then we was able to score our first touchdown in week two and not do it in week one. At the same time, we put up over 500-plus yards on offense, but we didn't learn how to finish in terms of getting in the red zone six times and only come up with one touchdown. So now we're learning how to make sure we gain ground, we look more like we understand what we're doing, but now we got to build that finishing touch, and that's what the process of them loving the process of it, getting us to a position now that we can finish and we can score points, and then that can put us in a position to truly compete and to be in a position to win games.
Before we let you go, what's the schedule over the next couple of weeks?
Now, for us, you know, we off today. We did a lot of coaching planning, but from Saturday after the game to Sunday to today, the players was off. They did weight room and stuff. So we got practice. You know, we practice from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Then we do meetings and we walk through to try to make sure we continue to let them understand the process of the mental part of the game, which you spoke about earlier, is so important mentally that we can gain just as much as we want to do physically. We want to gain mentally and learn and teaching them how to watch film, spend more time in the film room on their own, that they can be able to now process the game the way we want them to process it, and then that can help us jump. And that can help that freshman mentality change into a freshman guy who's really trying to get better, you know, with his knowledge of the game and open up his toolbox more.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll check back in with you later in the season, see the progress that you're making. Again, we're proud of you. Congratulations. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate you guys.
Good stuff. Tim Ice-Harris ends what has been a great first hour. We're here up until 8 o'clock with you. Don't go away. Dan Day and I will be back after this break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.